Hey everyone, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I am Eric, a teacher and tutor with LSAT Demon. Joining me today, I've got Reggie, who is a recent addition to our LSAT Demon team. Reggie's going to join as part of the writing team. He's teaching some, and also a former LSAT Demon student, as was I. Also joining today is Levi, who is a current LSAT Demon student. Thanks so much for joining, Levi. We've gathered you here because you're both Redditors, for better or worse. I myself am not on Reddit, so I've called in the actual experts on this topic. But followers of the Demon, followers of the Thinking LSAT podcast will know that we've discovered that LSAT Demon has been shadow banned on the r LSAT subreddit, or at least it strongly appears to be the case that that's what's going on. We'll get into that in a little bit, but first, some introductions. Levi, how's it going?
Good, thank you so much. So just a little bit about me. I haven't been studying for the LSAT that long. I started about a month and a half ago, maybe a little bit more. And I'm trying the best I can to get a good score. I initially took to Reddit to figure out about good resources, figure out about places to see it. Unfortunately, I was able to find some information about LSAT Demon and start using that and having a lot of success with that. But as of this point, I can't mention anything in any sort of celebratory posts or people are asking what I'm using. Currently seems like all that's shadow banned. It can only go through DMs. So that's kind of my intro to this experience.
Yeah. And would love to dig into that a little bit more, but maybe Reggie, introduce yourself and your history with the Demon.
Sure. So I'm Reggie. I started working with the Demon officially 2 weeks ago as a writer, which is super exciting. I was really excited to work with you all. However, I started using LSAT Demon back in, I want to say, August or September of 2022. So I've been using the Demon for a long time. I've been a fan for a while. But haven't worked with you guys officially until 2 weeks ago.
All right, well, let's get into it. Levi, you already alluded to the fact that you discovered LSAT Demon through some old Reddit posts and then became somewhat active in our LSAT and probably law school admissions subreddit as well. Yeah, talk about your story, what it is that you tried to post, the conversation that you tried to have, and what the result was.
Definitely. So, like I said, you know, I haven't been at this comparatively for that long. So when I was initially trying to figure out what resources to use, what prep companies, books, anything like that, it's a very new world for me. I initially took to the wide world of Reddit and found out everything I could about every single prep course and company I could, you know, heard stuff about Kaplan and PowerScore and Blueprint and all of those types of things. And found an old post talking about how effective people are finding LSAT Demon. So I kind of had that in the back of my brain, but I had seen Reggie's post about scoring 180, which again, massive congratulations. That's huge. I hope I can replicate something even close to that. But I had DM'd him and say, hey, you know, what are you using to work with? And this is obviously before he was affiliated with LSAT Demon. And so he said, this is the program I'm using. You know, the drilling functions really helped me out, kind of talked a little bit about it. And so, you know, I went to the website and I did the free trial. I absolutely loved it. It was really clicking for me in ways that some other materials hadn't quite. And so I started off with the basic plan. I tore through a lot of that pretty quickly, decided I wanted to go to the premium plan. And that's what I've been doing and finding a lot of really great success. So that takes us to the post I made. So I've been kind of hanging out at kind of a minus two. I had a minus one for, you know, past couple of weeks. And I finally broke minus zero on the LR section. I was super excited about that. And again, you know, doing a lot of the LR drilling, really enjoying the explanations on LSAT Demon. So I'd made, you know, sort of a celebratory post on that, on the LSAT sub, which I've been pretty active on ever since I've started on this whole journey, just asking a lot of questions. So I was excited. So I posted about that. And I hadn't mentioned LSAT Demon in the post itself, which is why I assume people could see it, why I assume it still went up. But then people started asking me, oh, what materials are you using? How are you studying for this? So my initial comment that I left under was something along the lines of, oh, you know, I'm using LSAT Daemon. It may not be something, you know, that everyone finds perfect, but I think it's great. I think, you know, the explanations, I think the approach is top notch. I definitely recommend checking it out. And then, you know, another person commented, what are you using? And I said, I'm using LSAT Daemon. And another person commented, what are you using? I said, I'm using LSAT Daemon. And, you know, finally got to the point where so many people were asking that I was just sort of thinking, you know, how are you going to be able to pass reading comprehension if you can't even read a Reddit comment? But then eventually someone left a comment that said something along the lines of, you know, why aren't you telling us what prep course you're using? You know, please, so many people have asked. And so I started, you know, DMing people, you know, Reggie DM'd me, and I eventually figured out that no one else could see the things that I was posting. No one else could engage with it at all.
So to be clear, from your perspective, it looked like the comments were there.
Yes,
and it was
yes,
confusing why people were reacting that way. But
absolutely.
From the outside, your comments were deleted.
Absolutely, yeah. It's I'm pretty sure the pictures are up on the blog post if people can check that out. But it looked totally fine from my end. So I was a little righteously indignant when I figured out that, you know, things I was saying, things I was typing, they weren't appearing for some weird reason. And you know, I never got a response or an explanation for that. I kind of had to piece that together myself through talking to Reggie and through talking to other people through DMs.
Yeah. And Reggie, you mentioned you having this conversation with Levi as well. You've got your own personal experience with this kind of thing happening too, right?
Yeah. It's kind of the way that started talking to Levi. That was the first interaction that we had after I posted my success with the LSAT Daemon after getting my January score. And, you know, a lot of people were asking me what resources I was using. And at that point, I was exclusively using LSAT Daemon. And so I was recommending you guys. I told people what other programs I'd used and kind of my experience with them, but really recommending the LSAT Daemon. And similarly, the post that I put up originally, I think actually got removed, and then I posted again. And then people were asking what resource I was using. I was telling them, and it just was really apparent that those posts were either getting deleted from everyone or that people weren't seeing my post. And so then I started telling people to DM me to ask me what resource I was using, because for whatever reason I couldn't mention it in the RLSAT. And that's what I did. I started DMing people when they asked, and I reached out to like 30 or more people just to tell them what program I was using. And it was kind of annoying because I, you know, that takes a lot of work, it takes time, but I was really enthusiastic about the success that I had, and I wanted to share, you know, the tools that I was using.
Yeah, for sure. To be clear, other prep companies and other LSAT resources do get named freely on the LSAT subreddit, correct?
Yes, frequently. I'm not sure if I've specifically made comments containing them, but I've definitely seen plenty of other posts talking about other prep companies, which, you know, that's of course not to dog any other prep companies or anything like that. You know, that's not their fault. It's being shadow banned, or at least I assume so. definitely. Yeah. You can talk about other materials. It just seems specifically not LSAT Daemon for some reason.
So listeners are probably asking at this point, why is this happening? We should preface this by saying we don't really know for sure. We have our suspicions. We have our suspicions that this shadow ban started a while back and stems back to an incident a couple of years ago where LSAT Daemon was falsely accused of using bots to spam that subreddit with positive reviews. That did not happen. It has never happened, and it will not. Nevertheless, that was an accusation that remains on the subreddit and appears to have resulted in a shadow ban there. Won't get into the full history on this podcast. This is mostly just to let Levi and Reggie share their stories. But if you're interested and you want to know a little bit more of the history, Ben and Nathan have addressed it in their recent Thinking LSAT episode number 445. Also, we have a blog post about this, which shares some screenshots of the posts in question. You can check out that blog post at lsat.link/reddit and let us know what you think. I guess the bigger question is, why does this matter? Obviously, LSAT Demon has an interest, some amount of self-interest in this, but I think it matters more for the broader LSAT and law school admissions community, right? So, like, if LSAT Demon is being shadow banned, who cares? Like, just the internet is the internet. This sort of thing happens. Or does it? I mean, I'm interested to hear your take on why this matters.
Definitely. So for me, I don't have families that are lawyers. I don't really have much experience in this world. So for better or for worse, my jumping off point really was, you know, taking to the internet and taking to Reddit as a forum to kind of piece together how I'm supposed to go through this whole process with studying for the LSAT. And it was very helpful for me to have, you know, I suppose, a free exchange of information, or, you know, what I thought was the freest exchange of information. And as someone that is having success with this program, with this approach, I want to then turn back and say, okay, this is, you know, here's a data point of something that's successful, something that's helpful. And it just feels very arbitrary, I guess. And it feels very weird to not be able to talk about what is helpful for me. Because, if, I mean, for what it's worth, for anyone who needs to hear it, I'm not paid by LSAT Demon. In fact, I'm giving money to LSAT Demon. So, you know, my own self-interest in this is just wanting to help people in a forum that helped me, in a place that I got information that helped me. So I just think that it's in the best interest of other people that are in a similar situation that don't have this background experience to be able to have the fullest picture and have all the pieces of the puzzle, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, I similarly don't have any lawyers in my family, don't really have any close ties to attorneys. Luckily, I now am able to work with attorneys in my job. But, you know, I felt like I was kind of going through this process alone. I had burnt out using other programs before, and things like that kind of made me think that law school might not be for me. And even though I'm not 100% sold on the fact that it is yet, I was lucky enough to discover LSAT Demon, not through Reddit, but through the podcasts, and actually like had a little bit of a, not a chip on my shoulder, but I was like, oh, I don't know that I'm buying what they're selling. Like, I don't really agree with them. And because, you know, they were teaching things or talking about things that were very antithetical to what you hear a lot of times about the LSAT and about law school admissions. And so when I eventually started using the program and I was seeing success, I was like, oh, like, it kind of felt like I was peeking behind the curtain of, you know, this thing that feels very gate-kept in a way. Like, you know, the LSAT and law school admissions feels like this ivory tower, sort of, where you have to have those connections and you have to have, you know, money to access it. And obviously that can be extremely frustrating. And so when I was able to be successful without those things, I really wanted to share the success that I had, what made me have that success. And, you know, I'm extremely passionate about giving people who are maybe less fortunate or, you know, have had a different path than a lot of law students be successful in the field. Because, I mean, for example, I'm a African-American male. We're extremely underrepresented in the legal capacity. And that's something I'm extremely passionate about. And so I want to share, you know, my the tools that I've found successful with other people that might look like me. And it's frustrating when I can't do that.
Absolutely. I think that's where we're going to have to leave it for now. Levi, Reggie, thank you so much for sharing your stories. So to be clear, this is not meant to be a call to arms. Please do not go flooding that subreddit with posts about this. Like we just said, we want that space to be an uncluttered and open and honest place to talk about the LSAT and to help people on their law school and LSAT journeys. So don't go messing that place up with a whole bunch of stuff on this. What we would like is your story. If you have experiences that are similar to Reggie's and Levi's, if you find that subreddit helpful but have found yourself unable to talk about the demon, we'd be interested to hear that. Email daily@lsatdemon.com to share your story. And yeah, we're really just trying to get more information and your advice if you have any. So let us know. Again, that's daily@lsatdemon.com. Levi, Reggie, thanks again so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.